Good morning, everybody. It's Pat. It's Monday morning. I pray that you've all had a very nice weekend and that everybody's well this morning. Monday morning is the start of a new week, but also a new day. We've started it with coffee and the birds are singing outside, and it really looks as if it's going to be a lovely day. Today I want to talk to you about, and this week, we're carrying on with habits. And the habit we want to talk about today is the habit of positive thoughts and words. So we're going to start with a little clip of Winston Churchill. And he says, the positive thinker sees the invisible, he feels the tangible, and he achieves the impossible. It's such a mouthful. I've read it slowly so they can really just sink in. It's so powerful. Proverbs 23:7 says, we become what we think, and our thoughts shape our lives. So that's a very important thing. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, to take every thought captive and to make it obedient to Christ. So how are we going to do all these things? Our step one is to become a positive person is to think positive thoughts. It's impossible to become a positive person without developing a positive mindset. In Philippians 4:8, to think on things that are excellent and praiseworthy, and to train our minds to think optimistically. There's the first key. It's not what you're thinking, how you're thinking. It's to train your mind on what you think, on what you ponder, and on what you're focusing on the whole day. When you recognize the thought is not good, you take action immediately and you cancel it out by placing a positive thought in that thought's place. And that influences your mood. We cannot have a negative mouth and a positive laugh. It just is. Whatever is coming out of your mouth is coming out of your heart. Whatever is coming out of your heart is coming out of your mouth. So you cannot have a negative mouth and think you'll have a positive laugh. The one affects the other one. Let's read Proverbs 18:21. What you say can preserve life or destroy it. So you must accept the consequences of your words. Words are a force, either positive or negative. They are containers of power or destruction. Whoa. Our words affect us and the people around us. They also affect our walk with God. So understanding the power of words is both a privilege and a responsibility. It is a privilege because if we choose our words well, we can benefit others and we can reap blessings. That's so awesome. Proverbs 15:14. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Matthew 15:11, what goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth is what defiles them. Colossians 2:3, set your minds on things above and not on earthly things. We can literally change our lives by changing our thoughts and our words. As you do this, it becomes a habit and a lifetime. I've just found I've got to do it all the time and every day. And I do this when I start pondering on worry, on anxiety and doubt. I immediately choose to change my mind and to go and read a scripture. And my ears will listen to the words that I'm saying. And it affects my mood and on what I'm going to concentrate on for the rest of the day. The Bible simply says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And once you've read a scripture and it doesn't sink in, read it again. And once you're becoming positive, you can handle your problem. It's not handling you. I pray that you've enjoyed this with me. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for a new day. Thank you that your blessings are new every day. Father, what a struggle we have with our words, our hearts and our minds, Lord. How easily we forget and become filled with anxiety and fear, Lord. And we start doubting, Lord. So, Father God, I pray for every mind today that you will teach us to strengthen ourselves, Lord, and to be more at peace, Lord. To fill our hearts with positive things, Lord. Positive thoughts, good thoughts. Cut off negative ones and immediately put a positive one in its place. To know that God's love fills our hearts. The Word of God says He loved us first. So thank you for first loving us, Lord, that we matter to you, that we are special to you. And thank you, Lord, that you take us by the hand every day, leading, guiding, and blessing us through this day, for you are precious, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. God bless you all today. Have a lovely day. Blessings.
You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za or search for Encouragement Media on Facebook. Send us an email to info@encmedia.co.za. Thank you.